President Trump's revised travel ban is facing wide opposition. WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez brings us three voices of New Yorkers impacted by the travel ban. They were at a press conference at the New York Immigration Coalition.
Rabia Althabani and her husband got married last year in a small private wedding in India. Her husband is from Yemen, but he now lives in Malaysia. He's a journalist. And they've been going through the process of petitioning for him to come to the U.S. for months. She had her interview this past November. They paid the fees, but their application is now halted.
I have a constitutional right as an American to have my husband with me, and no ban can keep us apart.
She says the new executive order is just as much a Muslim ban as the earlier version, which was struck down in federal court.
I ask all freedom-loving Americans to keep moving, to keep fighting, just as you did last month. You are my hope.
Hello, my name is Hasa Jeli. I am the only Libyan refugee who was admitted to the United States in the year of 2016.
He fled Libya fearing persecution because he's gay.
I was one exam shy from graduating and being a doctor when a former friend of mine outed me as a gay man in my university.
He says refugees already go through years of vetting and interviews.
Interrogation and questions about every intimate details that you could and you could not imagine.
It breaks my heart that... I'm sorry.
Elizabeth Arjok fled the war in Sudan when she was 7 years old. She lived in refugee camps for 5 years, waiting to come to the U.S.
This refugee ban, or Muslim ban, is so unfair. I have shelter, I have food, I can go to school. You know, and that's what I would want for any child. It doesn't matter what their religion is. It doesn't matter where they're from.
For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.